What's a guardian redeemer? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today we're going to be taking a dive into the Old Testament book of Ruth. This is a very powerful story of grace, loyalty, and redemption. You'll be getting a sky view of the major themes, which I think is so important in understanding Scripture. So without further ado, let's dive in. It's called Our Guardian Redeemer, The Book of Ruth, by Renee Boltice. When I'm anxious or overwhelmed, or I feel like everything is going from bad to worse, I tend to look for the nearest exit door. I want out, and I want it now. Maybe you do the same. When life gets tough, maybe you escape by scrolling, snacking, sleeping in, shopping, or skipping school. In the book of Ruth, life got tough for a man named Elimelech, his wife Naomi, and their two sons. There was a famine, so they packed their bags, walked out of God's promised land in Bethlehem, and moved to an idol-worshipping land, Moab. But God did not walk out on them. His love went with them. In Moab, things only got worse. First, Elimelech died, leaving Naomi with her two sons, whom then married Moabite women. Then, about 10 years later, Naomi's sons died too. Brokenhearted and bitter, Naomi moved back to Bethlehem with one of her daughters-in-law, Ruth. Naomi was widowed, childless, poor, and sad. She blamed God for her misery, but God did not walk out on Naomi and Ruth. He never does. His love was still with them. Ruth's short book tells the story of the marriage between Ruth and a man named Boaz, her guardian redeemer. When Boaz married Ruth, he bought, redeemed the family land and guarded Ruth and Naomi by bringing them into his family and rebuilding their lives. Boaz's love and kindness changed everything for them. When Ruth gave birth to a son, Obed, the women of Bethlehem said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer." Ruth even became part of Jesus' family tree. In Ruth and Boaz's story, we see a greater story, God's love story for us. Jesus is our guardian redeemer. He redeemed us, and his precious blood bought us into his family forever and rebuilds our lives. When life gets tough, instead of looking for ways to avoid our problems, we can bring them to Jesus. He provides, he restores, and rebuilds. He doesn't walk out on us, no matter how big our heartache is. His love and kindness are still with us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time when life got tough for you? What escapes did you turn to? How did Jesus provide love and kindness in that hard season? What are some of the hard things you've been going through lately? Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus about this. You can be honest with him. He gets it. As you and I can read in Ruth 4:14, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, as well as verses 15 through 22, and chapter 4, verses 1 through 15, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's sky view of the book of Ruth? Is there a book of the Bible that you love and you'd love to write about? Well, if so, I encourage you to check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write about it for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called You Matter with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life. For a man named Elimelech, I can say it, but I got scared at the word named.